This is Remote Rockstars, the Proximity Outsourcing Knowledge Suite. Learn how we work, what makes us unique, how we stand out at taking care of our team, our client success stories, and get advice on the best practices that we discovered. Listen in and let's scale your business fast and easy with Proximity Outsourcing.
Are you spending too much money on ads? Want to increase your average order value? Are you eyeing that big exit from your business? Or have you been wondering how you can increase lifetime value, build a community, and basically make more money through customer loyalty and retention? Let us help. Huckleberry Consulting brings over a decade of experience in client and customer success from the world's biggest companies. Grow your business without the guesswork. Let your customers tell you what they want. Visit consulthuckleberry.com to claim your free audit and quit leaving money on the table. Once again, that's consulthuckleberry.com. See you there.
Hey, just waiting for everyone else to come on the YouTube Live. This is actually my first time doing a YouTube Live, so bear with me. I'm just practicing. I'm just here for the experience, and I'm just here to help people out. So there's still 4 minutes before the official YouTube Live, which is going to be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's where I am, and it's going to be 8 a.m. Philippine time. So I actually created this YouTube Live so that I can force myself to record this and have this on my YouTube channel. But also, I wanted to share some of my best pieces of advice, especially for people who are just starting their journey in online business, and especially if they are or you are an owner of a B2B service company. There are a lot of businesses online that need fully virtual services or services that can be delivered online, such as social media management, virtual assistants, graphic design, video editing, even more technical stuff such as SEO or WordPress web development, e-commerce support, and everything else that includes what it takes to run a fully online business. And aside from that, there are also physical or brick and mortar businesses that need a lot of online support. So for example, a salon would need social media management or social media promotion so that they can announce to their followers what their promos are, where they're located. They can have a quick chatbot for their services and the pricing and what it entails to book one service. Like, for example, if you want to book a hair color, right? Someone from the hair salon will ask you, how long is your hair? What is your hair fine or coarse? And when was the last time that you had your hair dyed? Did you bleach your hair? Do you live near a beach? You know, sometimes they even have very in-depth questions such as like, what kind of water do you use to wash your hair? I definitely experienced these questions when I moved to Playa del Carmen. It's a beach town. And the salon owners here, whenever I get my hair done, they definitely have a lot of questions about my hair and how I take care about my hair. So you can't all be calling to have these details. You can't go to the salon just to be asked a few questions before you can even book. Obviously, the most convenient way to do that is through social media. And the good thing about social media as well, or being available online, is that you can automate a lot of stuff. So before AI even came out, we were able to automate through pre-made software, CRMs or customer relationship management platforms. We were able to automate a lot of the things that we do in our business. If you are the kind of person, if you're the kind of person who owned a physical business or a brick and mortar company, and you are transitioning to starting an online business, then you will find out that there's actually so many things that you can benefit from having an fully online operations in one or two departments of your business. So it's now 7 p.m. and hopefully there are a few people that will be joining. If not, this this video will be up and it will be available for your convenience. And if you are a part of my newsletter, which I really invite all of you to be a part of, that would be at carlasingson.com. Look for the tab called Resources and scroll down. You will be able to find a part there or a portion where you can enter your email and then you can be part of my newsletter. It's 100% free. And as long as you join, you get first dibs, special deals, discounts, and you will be updated where I'm speaking, what I'm doing, everything I'm launching. You're also invited to be my affiliate so you can get a cash bonus every time you refer a client to any one of my businesses and even in my Airbnbs that I run with my husband, by the way. So thank you so much for following me. I know most of you have gotten to this YouTube live or has found this YouTube account or YouTube channel. Sorry, I'm such a YouTube newbie, so please bear with me because you follow me on Facebook or Instagram. And I want you to know that I will be publishing a lot of new stuff here. In fact, in the past few weeks, my team and I have a little project, so definitely check it out. Click the channel. We have developed certain soundtracks that are specifically designed for the frequencies and the hertz levels that your brain will properly respond to. So we have one soundtrack for focus and productivity. We have one soundtrack for fast-paced focus. If you have a deadline and you're rushing to finish something, then that is the perfect soundtrack for it. I'm also a huge fan of meditation and journaling and visualization. So I also recently published on this YouTube channel a soundtrack for meditation, journaling, and visualization. That specific soundtrack is 1 hour long, so it's a lot of time to meditate, journal, and you can even use it while you're getting a massage or even while you're just relaxing at the park and trying to get some quiet time with yourself. So definitely check it out. So yeah, welcome to my world. And today I'm going to talk about five stupidly simple ways to get B2B clients for your online business. And so let me tell you a little bit about my online business. My online business is Proximity Outsourcing. That's the company. You can find us at proximityoutsourcing.com. We are a managed outsourcing company. We used to be a VA recruitment agency, and we used to just place VAs. People used to pay us to find virtual assistants for them in the Philippines. And how this started is I'm Filipina. I grew up in the Philippines. I actually left Philippines very late in my life. So I didn't grow up in the States, but I moved to Las Vegas in 2019. But before that, I was living in the Philippines. And I started traveling in 2016. I went to Sydney, Australia. And then I realized how expensive the rest of the world is because coming from the Philippines, you know, the cost of living is very different and the rent is different. Everything was pretty affordable and compared to the rest of the world, it seemed cheap, right? But when I traveled for the first time, I was so shocked how expensive the rest of the world was. But I also fell in love with traveling and the idea of location independence. And you guys will probably relate to that because the reason, one of the reasons why people build online businesses is so they have location freedom, financial freedom, and of course, they can really give in to their desire of exploring the rest of the world. And so I really felt that at that time, this was in 2017, and I really wanted to just pursue having a stable source of income, having a business that I can fully run online. And I started that VA placement agency. So in 2020, I was able to secure an investment from one of my former partners and investors. And we built an outsourcing company that I was able to grow from zero to $1 million company in a year without spending anything on ads. And so after that, we dissolved the partnership and I built Proximity again. And this was like, obviously, my previous VA placement company that I basically rebuilt in late 2022. And I'm growing it. It felt like I was starting all over again, but I knew what to do now because I've been running this business and I've made our offers better. And most of all, I have talked to a lot of clients. I have been to hundreds, I'm not kidding, hundreds of sales calls with clients in the States, in UK, in Canada, all over the world, selling our services, me being Filipina, me answering their questions, really getting to know what matters to these people. And because of that, I was able to really refine what my offer should be, what my offer should look like. And so that would definitely be my number one tip. The more conversations you have with your clients, the more experience you have with sales, doesn't only make you really good at sales, but it also helps you understand your clients more. And this is actually very important because you knowing your clients is a very strong asset to have in the company. And to be honest, I didn't really experience or appreciate the importance of this until I realized how amazing it was. I mean, I'm gonna this is a moment of pride for me, until I realized how amazing it was truly that we were able to grow our business to a seven-figure company in such a short amount of time without spending anything on ads. One part of that is delivering really good service and bringing in really a high level of expertise and a high commitment to standards, but also really getting to know our client more. And I'm super lucky because my husband is in client and customer success consulting. Definitely check him out at consulthuckleberry.com. So if you need help getting to know your client, improving your retention, boosting your customer loyalty, building an affiliate program for your customers, really getting to know your customers and clients so you can make money off of them, then definitely check out his business, Consult Huckleberry. But what I was trying to say is that really getting to know your clients is key because you will meet them all the time. You will meet the clients. You will meet prospects in your day-to-day life. You will cater to maybe affiliates, whether or not it's conscious or it's intentional. You will have people that will be referring you. And if you have no clear idea who is your customer, who do you serve really, then it's not going to be very easy for you and your affiliates to keep selling. And so before I'm going to get to the five stupidly simple ways to get clients for your online B2B business. But first, I want you to perfect your elevator pitch. And so sometimes people struggle even selling because they don't know how to create an elevator pitch. And I know you probably read about this in so many sales books, but let's do an in-person exercise and let's do it right now. If you have a pen and paper, take it out and follow this very, very simple formula. So formula is who do you help? Number two, what do you help them with? Number three, what are you taking away from them? What kind of pain are you taking away from them? And number four is the guarantee. What do you guarantee them? How can you make this a non-risky engagement for them? Okay, so let's practice that. An elevator pitch, a really good elevator pitch, consists of who do you help? What do you help them with? What kind of pain are you taking away from them? What do they hate? And number four, what is your guarantee? How can you guarantee that it's not going to be risky for them to engage with you or to hire you how can you make it comfortable for them to part with their money? So for my company, that would be I help fast growth business owners scale their business fast and easy without guesswork or without needing to an HR department in 30 days or less, or you get your money back, right? So that is the whole elevator pitch, but also you can shorten it by saying, for if I'm going to shorten my elevator pitch, I usually say, I help fast growth business owners scale fast and easy through managed outsourcing. So it gives them an idea that, or through turnkey teams. Sometimes I do that. So it really depends on who I talk to, because I'm a little more advanced in terms of sales, in terms of selling my own services, because I've been doing it for so long. I can have little shortcuts, but if you are new to this, then I definitely advise that you make the elevator pitch clearer and more efficient, I would say more complete in terms of really describing what you do and really giving people an idea about what you do. So let's try it again. Let's do another service. Say you're a design agency and you provide unlimited design services and you serve busy marketing agencies so that they don't have to always hire a graphic designer. So you can say, I help busy agency owners take care of all of their design needs without having to hire a singular graphic designer. This is unlimited, full satisfaction or your money back, you know, something like that. Or you can also give a freebie instead of a guarantee. You know, try us out for 1 week and cancel anytime or something. So that's also a good come on at the end, because it gives your the person you're talking to, it gives your lead the confidence of what you can do. All right, so let's go. Now that you have practiced your elevator pitch, let's go and I'm going to show you how you can get clients for your B2B online business and how I've done it in the past. I will say, disclaimer, that there are times that I don't use one or two of these ways. It's only because I'm better at one or two things in this list. And also, my business is pretty mature, so we already have certain systems and we already have a steady stream of clients that come every month. Like I can confidently say that. And this is also my second round of building this kind of company from scratch, but also I am wiser now. I am older now and I'm way more excited because I am fully submitting and fulfilling my vision. So, number one, stupidly simple way to find B2B clients for your online business is get your industry friends to endorse you. So, industry friends are people that belong to your industry who do not have, obviously, the same offer as you, but people who trust you and people who have the same clientele as you and people with complementary services. And so for me, for my outsourcing company, those are recruiters or consultants. Like my husband, he has a client success consulting company. He would have clients that will need my services. I would have clients that will need his services. So we are great industry friends as well. I have other agencies. If they're a design agency, they can refer me for project management. If they are SEO agency, which I have SEO agency clients, they hire people from us or they refer people who need something else. So we have people who are also influencers. So they are, you know, their business comes from their community and from their sponsorships, their brand sponsorships. They could be an affiliate because they are never going to sell outsourcing services to their audience, but they could make extra money from also promoting us. So developing a really good rewards program for your industry friends is also key in helping motivate them. Like at the end of the day, if they are actually your friends, then they're going to help you, right? But what would really motivate them to get these sales in the door for you and also for them to be more, to have a little bit of, how do I say this? Like they are choosy. They really choose who the perfect client would be and not give you a flaky client. Then they're more motivated to really refer according to the profile that would be most beneficial to you. I would definitely recommend developing a really good rewards or commission program. And one of that is you can either hire a consultant to do it for you, which if you need someone, let me know, because I have an introduction for you. I'm super confident of my affiliate program. And it's actually the reason why we always get new clients. We still don't spend a dollar on ads. And I'm not nervous where my next client is coming from. So if you need an endorsement, let me know. I'll introduce you to someone who can help you. But also developing a certain level of like a rewards program or something that will be just give them the extra push would be the best. And of course, also develop your resources. So prepare a really good website, your pricing, your social media. And if you even want to give it more push, give them a discount. Like if you're referred by my friend, then you get 10% off. So that's also, there's so many ways to really, really make your affiliate program motivating to your affiliates so that they always refer to you. But let me give you one tip. The more that you can motivate and the more money you can give your affiliate, the better. Help them make more money so they can help you make more money. At the end of the day, the purpose of an affiliate is to help get new people in your door, new people that you don't have to convince so much, and new people that are also going to be very ripe for basically being a client. My sales calls are 30 minutes or less. And it is because all of the people that are coming in through referrals and through our affiliates. They already have built trust and they're from my industry friends. So think about list down right now, 10 to 20 industry friends that you can talk to that will send you referrals. And if I may add another tip, send them referrals too. Also do them that favor and also give them the, you know, kind of the deposit, the emotional deposit that, hey, I also have your back. I'm not just here to ask something from you. Number two, social media. So posting about your wins on social media and posting about proof of your good work is very effective in getting clients. And this is one of the reasons why my preferred social media is Facebook, and I have never left Facebook or like selling on Facebook. In the past, I used to sell so much. I don't sell so much anymore, but I don't stop. I still sell and I still get leads from social media. The benefit of social media is that in the online space, if you have a fully online business, one of the really, like, very few ways that you can win is through content, really good content. And when you deliver really good content in your social media and you have good content that educates, entertains, and inspires your client, those are the trifecta, right? You have learned this so many times over and over again from all of these social media copywriters: entertain, educate, and inspire. So the person with the most attention, the brand with the most attention wins on social media. And so I want you to pick a platform where most of your customers hang out. And so for me, it's mostly like Facebook and Instagram. And for my husband, because he has a more corporate background, most of his audience is on LinkedIn. So that's also where he spends most of his time. And his Facebook is just for mostly for personal use. So for me, because I have started using Facebook for business a long time ago, I'm just going to stay on Facebook instead of trying to make it in another platform. I'll just own Facebook. I'll just stay here, basically. So I like it. And you can pick any social media platform. You can do Twitter. I've seen a lot of people grow on Twitter. You can also use Instagram. I have seen a lot of my personal friends grow million-dollar companies just off of Instagram. And I say it's stupidly simple because, number one, it's free and anyone can do it. All of the information that you need to stand out is free. If you are not a very good writer, there's free AI services that can do this. You just gotta be better at it. And don't forget to engage. You can't just have a one-way conversation and be the one posting. You also have to go to these groups, engage with your clientele, and really show your expertise. Number three is have a really good website funnel. So I put quotations because I'm not trying to convince you to build a funnel on ClickFunnels or High Level or whatever. What I'm trying to say is have a really good website that everyone can see and easily find. So SEO it as much as you can and try to do conversion rate optimization the best. I'm going to give you a few tips, but I'm not going to give everything away. If you need a consultation time, some consultation time with me, definitely reach out to me and maybe I can refer someone to you if I can't help you myself or if I'm too busy. But a few tips to make your website conversion optimized on a basic level is, of course, check if your offer is clear. Check if the language fits your customer avatar. Check if all buttons work and if it's leading them to the action that you want. Do you want them to book a call? Do you want them to sign up to your newsletter? Do you want them to just reply to this chatbot? Do you want them to buy something like immediately in that platform, you know? So however that looks like, then you definitely need to think of these things and try to even lessen the amount of questions that they have. Make your offer clear. A really good website that converts very well, that's also very clear in terms of your branding, that shows your testimonials, your results, it really helps a lot in closing clients and even finding and even getting clients that just find you online. So let me tell you a story. I worked with someone before that paid me thousands of dollars to set up their sales system. And so I developed templates for them. I helped them create a basic affiliate network. I also watched some sales videos. I hired a salesperson for them, but it always bothered me that their website was very poorly designed. And even the colors just looked bad. And they didn't appear like the kind of company that I would give thousands of dollars to. So what happened is that even though they are very good at what they do, because their website looks bad, it really affects the confidence of the leads when they get on the sales calls. And because of that, the quality of the leads, you know, dwindled, you know, along the way. I'm not saying that they're awesome and then because of the website they didn't buy. Obviously, they're not super there. But I would say if the first thing that they see when they refer to your site or when they see your name or after they visit your Facebook, the first thing they see is your website and you don't have a very formal or professional design, it's definitely going to hurt your conversion and it's definitely going to hurt the confidence that they have in the product or service that you're selling. And so also check the speed of your website. Check out GT Metric. Metrics? Is it gtmetrics.com? But it's a speed optimization testing link. So you just copy paste the link of your website there and it gives you a grade on the speed. So your website also needs to load very fast. So tip number four, if you already have a few clients, then turn your old clients into affiliates. Ask for a testimonial and ask for a few referrals. And in fact, if you're planning to do a price increase soon, tell them that so that you can keep them at the current price, that you would really appreciate a referral. So clients that are happy will be very happy to do this for you. And they're also really committed in helping you grow. And of course, an extra motivation is not increasing the price. And if you could also give them a little bit of affiliate bonus because they, you know, you referred them, that would be awesome. And it will really, really make their day. And so even if you have two clients, three clients that you've served in the past, ask for a testimonial, ask for a referral or two. It will go a long way, but you have to ask. You cannot be all shy about it, especially if you've done a great job or if you've delivered great work. So turn your old clients into your affiliates. So that's tip number four. And number five, a lot of you may disagree with me on this, but I have given this advice to so many people and I've done this before in the earlier parts of my business whenever I wouldn't have any clients. And this is pitching on Upwork or Fiverr. So if you are an online B2B service company, there's a very high likelihood that your service is needed or featured on Fiverr or Upwork. Open an account there, Fiverr and Upwork. They are freelancer marketplaces. And showcase what you do, build your profile. And on Upwork, you can pitch and send proposals. And so for me, this is a... It's a little bit arduous. It's simple because it's just repetitive and it needs a little bit of brain work, but it is really good at getting to know your clients. And it also sharpens your sword in terms of sending proposals, getting feedback, looking at competitor pricing. And at the end of the day, if it puts a few dollars in your pocket and adds more experience, especially if you are new, if this is your first, I don't know, 1 or 2 years in the business, having an Upwork or Fiverr account that brings you extra money really, really helps build your confidence, building the quality of work that you do. And of course, it keeps you busy. So if you can do that, then why not, right? It doesn't matter that it is, you know, on a freelancer marketplace, a client is a client and a project is a project. And so those are my five tips, and I hope you took down some notes. If you want to be our affiliate, I want to tell you that I want to share our affiliate program with you. So we pay $500 to $1,000 for one intro. All you need to do is to send one email and send it to my team, or you can send it to me, Karla@proximityoutsourcing.com, Karla@proximityoutsourcing.com. Intro them to me and we'll take care of everything. All you need to do is send one email. You can also visit our website at proximityoutsourcing.com. We serve fast growth businesses of all sizes, and we have virtual assistants, editors, graphic designers, conversion rate optimization specialists, our specialties, project managers, client success managers, and even appointment setters. We also do recruitment at our sister company, proximityplacements.com. We have a flat fee of $4,500, and we'll get you your trusted remote professional in less than 30 days or your money back. So thank you so much for being here with me. I, like I said, I'm new to this platform. I can't see the comments, actually. But if there are any, then I will make sure I'll reply to them and I'll come back to this channel every now and then. And I hope that you click subscribe so you can be updated on our new videos. And I'm super excited to see you around. Thank you so much for being here with me. I hope that you learned a lot. And don't forget to follow me also on Instagram, Karla, Karla Stefan, Stefan. And I'll see you around, hopefully on Facebook, because that's where I hang out the most. But once again, thank you so much for being with me here. If you're catching this live, please let me know. But most likely you're catching a replay because I'm delivering this in two time zones. But I'm very, very happy that you're here. Hope you learned something. And most of all, please, 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 please take action so that you can help grow your online business and get those clients. And the more that you do that and the more clients you book, the closer you will be to your dream life, to freedom, financial independence, and all those beautiful things. So thank you so much. This is Carla. I'll see you around. Bye.
This mini podcast is sponsored by brands under Proximity Solutions, LLC. Visit our websites at proximityoutsourcing.com, proximityplacements.com, and proximityprojects.com.